principle of the Tocha. Bris Tocha is you'll never exist as a nationalistic entity without a Mamlechas Kohen and Goy Kadosh. Only, you'll only exist that way under severe oppression and suffering and the Klolos and the Ritzichus and all the things that we've lived through and all the years of the Golos that we've had all throughout our history. That's what it means. That's the bris. Okay. That's personally why I think what Chazal mean when it says Chazal say Kofa Leim Har Kegigis. It means to say that why, but it says Nasav Nishma openly Nasav Nishma. So why is Kofa Leim Har Kegigis? The answer is Kofa Leim Har Kegigis was first they wanted to accept the mitzvahs. It's all very nice, but then when they recognized the responsibilities of Mamlechas Kohen and V'Goy Kadosh, they wanted to back out. Then it was too late, though. It was Kofa Leim Har Kegigis. They had to accept it. You see, it was forced. That's why Rish Lakish says that a ger is on a higher level than a regular Jew. Because a Jew was ready to back out after he sees the trouble and the torment he's going to have to live through if he doesn't live up to Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. But the ger willfully attaches himself to Klal Yisrael. That's a higher level. And by the way, in gerus, the central thing in gerus, not just Kabbalah and Mitzvahs, but Geirus is that he says that he's a part of the destiny of Klal Yisrael. It's an interesting thing. What does it mean, part of the... That's what the Rambam says. You should know that Klal Yisrael today, I'm of who's the whole thing. Why? Because it means he's mekabel not just the nice mitzvahs, very nice mitzvahs, very beautiful, but he's mekabel also the techacha. He's mekabel the divrei abris. He'll never be able to be a nation and have peace and be successful as a nation unless he's Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. That's the difficult thing to accept. Yes. That's correct. That's Ein Lechem L'Chol. Why? Because that's a flip side. He's trying. He doesn't. Parashat Netziv means you're right. He wants to keep the mitzvahs. He just doesn't want this aspect. He doesn't want to suffer this aspect. Why does he have to be a part of this? So that's why it's Ein Lechem L'Chol. Like really, that's the mistake of modern Zionism. Mistake of modern Zionism is that you'll be able to solve the problems with the Jews and the Arabs or whatever nations they may be tormented by through some kind of political means. Impossible. Cannot be done. It can't be done because the sin is neurotic, and you can't deal with neuroses rationally. There's no way to answer it. It's a neurotic kind of a thing. You can't make peace talks a conscious phenomena. And it does not hit the underlying neuroses. And therefore, you'll never be able to be accomplished. The only way is the demonstration of the fact that this Ummah has special qualities and lives according to the ideas, the true ideas, the true philosophy. Then everybody has to yield and go into submission. That's the pasuk of Aschana. Shmatam asisim ki chachmasam v'naschem la'inei kol am nashishmu l'shkol mishpatam elav amru rakam chacham v'nav v'nagay galazah. That's only possible how? If Klal Yisrael lives the Torah properly. By the way, there's a Rashi over there that says that if you don't do it properly, then you'll be considered tipshit. Yeah. Rashi, on pasuk tes. Raki shama l'cha shma nashcha ma'ot pen tishkech hazdvar mishroi inecha. He says, if you do them truthfully with the right ideas, but if you twist the Torah the wrong way, you don't have the right derech in Torah, it means that you'll be considered fools. That's what the Ram, by the way, says, that that's the barometer of a person who is living, who has the true philosophy of Torah. If the philosophy of Torah reflects chokhmah, then you know it's true. If a chacham would think it's idiocy, then you know you're wrong. That can't be the derech there. That's the function of nationalistic Zionism, is the same function as you had before the Gula Mitzrayim. They were of the Avodah Zarah. Halal of the Avodah Zarah. Halal of the Avodah Zarah. But it was Va'at Eron Ve'erya, but there was a body that was capable of receiving the true ideas. It's a physical form. There's a constant danger of velosaki in Bisman Hazeh. There's no question about it. If a person denies that, he's denying the psukim in the Torah. Pasuk says there's one formula: that if you keep the mitzvahs, then you have the land. If you don't keep the mitzvahs, you're always in danger of being thrown out. I mean, we don't know what God's cheshbonos are, and how God weighs the mitzvahs against the averus of the people. That's something, as Rambam said, that only the don kol. I mean, only Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. We don't know, but the danger exists. The danger is always there. If you deny the danger, denying Pesukim in the Torah, it's complacency. You're saying that's it. We're here to stay. That's nationalistic ideas. I didn't say that everybody in Eretz Yisrael is only a goof. I said the nationalistic Israel is only a goof. But the Eretz Yisrael, which is involved in Kiyum HaMitzvos, that's the neshama, and that's basically you. Good. Let's take a first question. First question would be that you give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? All right. It's Shevach, the Sipur. Sipur, it's just what's right about Sipur. We'll take up Sipur first. Sipur, the Sipur, and then the Shevach. All right? Now, what is Sipur? Sipur means telling about the miraculous events that took place. Right? All right. This is really a big question. I mean, why should we talk about miraculous events? Why should we talk about miraculous events? Miracles. All right. Most people are attracted to miracles. But really, for us, a miracle is really, in a sense, it's a gnai, actually. Because a miracle is like this. I'll give you a mushroom miracle is like. Let's say there was an architect that built a beautiful house. And he built the house ingeniously. Okay? So the question is like this. What is a miracle? You have to understand, what is a miracle? A miracle is an event which attracts primitive people. But really, an intellectual person, a miracle is somewhat of a problem. A miracle is like, let me give you an example. A miracle is like a person is a great ingenious architect and he builds a beautiful home. Perfectly worked out exactly to cater to the inhabitants' needs in every possible way. Okay? Now, a person was raised in this home and he was born and raised in this home and he doesn't, never gave it any thought. But then one day somebody came to visit this great architect, and this person was defective in a certain manner, and the conveniences didn't work out for this individual. So therefore, the architect would have to make changes in the home in order to accommodate this other individual. So then the child that was raised in the home would say, "Wow, look at this. Person made this. This is a great architect, made these accommodations. It's really, these accommodations are fantastic." That is not a recognition of the genius of the architect. The recognition of the genius of the architect is in the recognition of the home, and the recognition of the, not the changes. The changes are really aberrations which were necessary in order to make a specific accommodation. But to recognize the greatness of the architect is to recognize the greatness of the home itself before the changes. On the contrary, the changes are really aberrations. They're a breach in the perfection of the home to make accommodations for a certain specific situation. That's the same thing of a nace. And nace, really, that's why it says Va'ered Latzi Lo Miyad Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like to do nisim, and the purpose of the nisim, really, is actually our hashkafa is that the purpose of all the nisim is not the godless of the nisim; it's to bring a person away from nisim. To see HaKadosh Molech Ol Oretz Kvodo. That's the real godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to see godless Hashem from the whole foundation of His creation, not from aberrations. So why is it that we're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisan? That's the question that you have to, basic question that you have to ask. Okay? Yeah, I wanted to mention that the Rav has an ingenious shot. I hate to use the word ingenious, because ingenious sounds like artificial, like it's contrived. But I mean, ingenious is true. The Rav said that. Why is it that you don't have a vasi? So when you dash in the parasha of Arami Ovid Ovi, truth of the matter is it's a difficult thing. If you look at the Lashonos, Lashon Mishnah, Lashon Rambam, it says, Achidoresh Kola Parsha Kula. I still don't understand why it says Kola Parsha Kula. We don't dash in the entire parsha. We stop a pasuk and a half before the end. So, but the Rav didn't explain he didn't go into the Lashon of Mishnah and the Lashon of Rambam, which is difficult. I don't know how you can answer that. But the fact is we don't go. We don't do Vei Vesi. Okay, we don't do with the person who brings Bikurim says in the end he says you don't do the entire parsha. Okay, why don't you do the entire parsha? So the Rav's giving a genius answer. He said, because really, Vayvesi is not something that Moshe Rabbeinu was charged with. That was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already before had promised us. It was part of Bris Avos. So therefore, that's why we don't darsh in that part of the parsha. It's precise. The Rav's answer is perfect. I wanted to just add one thing. That's based upon that. That's correct. But the pasuk what we explained yesterday was Vatem Tiuli Mamlechas Kohenim V'Goy Kadosh. So I want to just ask one question: does that exist today? Are we Mamlechas Kohenim V'Goy Kadosh? So if we are, then we'd have to have Eretz Yisrael. That they basically would be there too. You see? But it's not true. We're not at this point. Are we or are we not? I mean, what is the answer? It's a good question. So if we really reached the stage, and did we reach it? Didn't we reach it? Apparently God said that you will be Mamlachas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. So we're not. So it's not true. So what is that? How do you understand the process? Are we not? Can't be two ways. I mean, if we are, so then fine, we should have everything. And if we're not, so the pasuk's not true.
The pasuk doesn't say that.
But the pasuk's saying by Matan Torah. Isn't the pasuk in Matan Torah?
Yeah,
it means after Matan Torah, you're going to be. This is the purpose. I was talking about the pasuk. The pasuk. And then so that was the purpose of Maamar HaSinai. Yeah, but you're right, the pasuk is so the question is, did this occur or did it not occur? Did they become Mamlachas Kohanim? Are we Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh or not? That's the question. Yes, and either answer doesn't satisfy the problem. Yeah. So what is the Pshat? The Pshat is this two things. There's the reality, the realization of Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and there's the Kedusha of Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. After Maamar HaSinai, we have the Kedusha of Mamlachas Kohen of the Goy Kadosh. But the realization is something which didn't take place. Which didn't take place, and which will take place in the future. Okay? That's the pshat. And the realization of Mamlachas Kohen of the Goy Kadosh is really what is tied into the Vayvesi. That's the Vayvesi. Vayvesi Eschem Eloharetz, Asher Nasasi Es Yodi, the true Bias Haaretz, and the real Kiyum of Eretz Yisrael is only when that level that Kedusha is realized. Okay. So that's why that's not part of the Agada. It's not part of the Agada. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim really didn't guarantee the realization of Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. You see, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, we still say Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though we didn't realize Mamlachas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Kedusha of Mamlachas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. The Kedusha of Mamlachas Kohen V'Goy Kadosh. That we have. That's why we're chayav in Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay. And just to go back, we left with a question yesterday. The question was that, why are we Mesaper Benisim? Okay, why are we Mesaper B'Nisim? Because a Nisim is really is like a seam in the creation. It's not really, it's an imperfection. So why are we Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisim? Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be for the Nis, as I explained in the mashal I gave yesterday. Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be for Bris Olam. Okay, for the Tractor Kosh Baruch Hu. So what's the answer? Leading into another question. The question is, what is the idea of Shevach altogether? What is the concept of Shevach? I mean, you Meshabech a person. If you're Meshabech a person, you have a reason to be Meshabech. You want him to know that you appreciate what he did for you. You feel he deserves the Shevach. He should enjoy the Shevach. You want to benefit him. There's a reason to be Meshabech a person. But Meshabech a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no reason for it. There's no reason. So what is the whole idea of being misaper nisim, and the sipur of nisim leads to shevach? So what is the reason for the? What is the reason? What reason does a person have to be mishabeach Kadosh Baruch? And in general, it's a question. You have the first three brachas of Shemon Esrei, a birkas shevach. Why? It doesn't make any sense. And the last brachas are hadoya. So modim is hadoya. So why should we say, what's the purpose of saying hadoa? Hadoa for the bus of Adam, I understand. I want to show him makir is his chesed. So I want to show him, I want him to encourage him, I want to thank him, I want to make him feel good. All these things, any reason you can give for why you should be mishabeach or give hadoa to the bus of Adam does not apply to God. So why do we do it? What's the answer?
The answer
is that Shevach Vodoya to God, Shevach Vodoya to God, is you need the Lashon HaRambam. It means Shevach Vodoya to God has to be spontaneous. Must be spontaneous. If it's thought out, if it's thought out, in principle, in truth, it's not really a proper Shevach. Okay, and the Rambam says it. The Rambam's like this: Ve'ech haderech la'avoso v'yiraso b'shor she's bonen adam b'maisav u'bruav anefloim. By the way, it's an interesting thing. Bruav anefloim. You know, if you went through the Mavis Sedra, you went through the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan, you had the designs of the brios on the arios. You had designs of the brios. So why is it? It's a strange thing. We don't have to. why should animals appear on the arias? The answer is because the Mishkan really is the Mishkan is a miniature in miniature in terms of concept of the universe. Because a person should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the universe itself, like the Medrash says. The first Mishkan, the first Beis HaMikdash, Adam Rishon's Beis HaMikdash was the whole world. Hashemayim kisi v'aretz adom ragla. But the only thing is that man is limited, and he can't appreciate God all the time. So that's why the Mishkan is created to give him that impetus. So one of the things, how does a person, when a person is misboning, the Rambam says, the Maisav Ubruav Hanifloyim. Ubruav Hanifloyim. It means to say, if you're not makir the Chochmas Hashem through the creation of the Brios, you're lacking in Akaras Hashem. That's why on the Rios they had the design they had the Brios. Okay. Lashon Rambam is precise. But the Rambam says, the Yir Mem Chochmas Hashem Lerech Lokes Miyad. Who oev umishabeach umefoer umisave taiva gedola leida Hashem anechba. So what does it mean miyad? Miyad means it's spontaneous. Okay, it's like Michael said, it's spontaneous. That's the pshat. So it means to say that by the seder, as I mentioned before, by the seder, the whole buildup of the seder is to reach a state of spontaneity. If you don't reach the state of spontaneity, there's no kiyum in the there's no real kiyum in the seder. That's why I told you that this mitzvah is different, because this mitzvah depends upon a certain state of mind. A state of mind that you must reach spontaneity. If a person just says, now I'm in the part of the Seder, I have to say hello, I say hello, it lacks in the whole concept. Okay? So the first question I asked was, why is it that, how does the Shevach take place through Nisim? On the contrary. because the shvacha shel makom is really b'shoshim is bonin or adon b'maisa v'bruv hanefloim. It means he understands, he contemplates the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a nace is a breach. On the contrary, a nace is a breach in the whole system. It's against the whole Chachmas Hashem. It's an exception. So what kind of shevach is there for that? Why should that be something that generates shevach and places you in that state of spontaneity? What's the answer? It means, I think what it means is like this. It means that shvacho shel makom. See, shvacho shel makom is really, shvacho shel makom is really only brought about through recognition of, like the Rambam says, in Avas Hashem, B'shoshim is bonin adam b'maisa v'bruv hanefloim. This person understands God's chachma, v'yirben chachmas Hashem lo erech v'lo keitz. And that includes, like the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, of course, chachmas Torah as well. Includes chachmas Torah. So, but it means like this. You see, there are two factors. There is that thing which causes that thing about which you're being mishabeach, but then there's something else also. The nearness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu generates and motivates the person to be a mishabeach. You see, the nisim shows you that when the nisim, what the nisim show you is the nearness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made changes or preordained, whichever way you're going to say, preordained in the Bria because of Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to man. The fact that he's close to man, the closeness, the relationship, is what generates the Shevach. The Shevach Vodo is not on the Nes itself. The Shevach Vodo has to be related to the Shevach Vodo that's part of the Mitzvah of Avas Hashem. But the Nisim shows how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, how it relates to us. The closeness is what's Mechayev in the Shevach Vodo. You understand what I mean? The Mechayev in the Shevach Vodo and what the Shevach Vodo is about are two different things. The Mechayev is the closeness. See, that's why you say how? What do you say? You say, we pass like this. You say, B'tzei Sama Mitzrayim, and you also say the second paragraph. What is the second paragraph of Howell? It says, B'tzei Sama Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov Miam Lois. Hayom Ro Vayano Sayadin Yisov Locha. Harm Roktu Chelen Gvoz Kivnei Tzon. Malocha Hayom Gishonu Sayadin Kisiv Locha. Yilfnei Odon Chulios Vnei Lekai Yaakov. It means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, that there are two rules, there are two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the Bria. One way is as the Borei Olam, and the other way is his relationship to man. His relationship to man overrules his own creation. He overrules his own creation. That's Malachal Yom Kisonos. Ahorim Tirkidu Chaelim, Kavoz Givneitzon. It means to say that the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu subordinated his own system of the Bria in order to bring man, to give man the ability to partake of the true ideas. That's Machayev. That's what's Machayev us in Shevach Vodah. But the Shevach Vodah is not on the Nes per se. That's not what Shevach Vodah. Shevach Vodah is not on the Maise HaNes. It's not true. It's not correct. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Nes. The Shevach Vodah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the entire Bria. But what's Machayev us in Shevach Vodah is the imminence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His closeness and his relationship to us is the Machayev. That's what causes the Miyad. You see? So ordinarily, a great person doesn't need this. A truly great person, Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't need all the nisim, because he's misboning the briyov of Maisov and the taroso nanefloyim, the chachmaso shein la'erach vein la'keitz. So he's always miyad. What's the lashon from miyad? Always mishabeach mefoer. It means to say this is instantaneous. But for us, for Klal Yisrael, we need a motivating factor. The motivating factor is the nisim. The nisim are the motivator, but the shevach on a door is not on the neis per se. It's wrong if a person thinks shevach on a door is neis per se. On the contrary, that means that would imply that a kadosh baruch Hu is not the borei olam. If a person did a neis, then you'd be mishabeach this person. Wow, he's unbelievable. He can make a change in the bria. Kadosh baruch Hu is the hisromus of a kadosh baruch Hu is expressed through the bria itself. The Bri itself, Bachi Nafshis Ad Hashem, Hashem Kai Gedalt Motiv is on the Bri itself, not on the Nais. The Nais is a motivating factor. That's the answer. I'll get some. The way they teach the Manashtana. But it's completely the opposite, because the whole idea is to promote the inquiry on the part of the child. As the Rav said beautifully, the Rav said that you have to teach the child to be a God searcher. That's what you're teaching a child. So if you tell them to repeat the Manashtana by rote, you're not teaching that. You're not giving them a message at all. You're giving the opposite message. You should be a person that repeats statements.
Right.
Yeah, Hodoya is for the specific. Hodoya is for the specific thing that God did in order to sustain me. That's Hodoya. That's because Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaRachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something for me, so my response, my natural response has to be Hodoya. Okay. That's true. It's a nafkamina. Rabbi Meir mentions correct. That'll be a nafkamina between Shevach and between Hodoya. Shevach is not for the specific. Shevach is for the universal, for the Bria itself. Hodoya is thanks and appreciation for the Midas HaRachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaRachamim, that he did such and such for my benefit. Okay. You see, from what do you call it? From the Dayenu is Hodoya. Dayenu is Hodoya. That's Ilo Hatzionu. Well, so this, every particular thing requires Hodoya. But Shevach is a different thing. Well, there's no question. Shevach, the ego is less involved. The Hodoya is personal. Okay. Okay. The universe was not created for man. What was created for man is this earth. Shemai Shemai Lashem, Lord Son of the Neodim. Ram mentions that in the Marni Lohan. Okay. The universe, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Borei Olam. Okay. What I want to mention is like this, just from a practical standpoint, that I would say that there are two things, and since that's the purpose of the Seder, really to reach that level, so I just want to mention Agav Orcha, that there are two things that are ma'akev a person from realization of this state. Two things that are ma'akev a person. It's a hard state to realize, but let's understand what the barriers are. I think there are two barriers. One barrier is a person's mistaken notion about what the good is. That's one thing, which is one barrier. And what people think the good is and what the real good is are two different things. Okay? What people think the good is there's a term for what people think the good is. What's the term? Success. Success? That's the term. Success is the term that defines what people think is the good. Okay? Now, success itself, it's an interesting thing, but success itself is something which man, while he recognizes the idea, he refers to the idea, he gives it a term, but in the very idea there's a contradiction. Because success, people always say success is not happiness. So therefore they recognize it as not being a good. And yet in another sense, they do consider it a good, because they're striving for success. Okay? Success itself. What is the real definition, the true definition of success? The true definition of success is that which gives a person the illusion of happiness. I'm serious. That's what I mean. The term success means all those things which would give a person the illusion of happiness. And that's why the term exists. And it's always being mistaken somehow, tied in with happiness, but not clearly. It's not clear in a person's mind what that is it? But the reason, the definition of success, the true definition of success, psychological definition of success, explains why you have this phenomenon. Because if success is a means, so then if a person If it's success, it means it's success is either happiness or it's a means of happiness. If it's happiness itself, so then you can't say a person's successful and not happy. We know that that's true. Elamai, it's a means. So if it's a means, it should be nothing. It's really worthless. If the means doesn't succeed, it should be just like it's nothing. But people don't feel that way. They feel, well, he was successful, but he's not happy. But he's successful. But it shouldn't be such a thing, because it's only a means. It didn't work, so he's not successful. But the answer is because success is, as I said, is those things which the emotions attach to and give the illusion of happiness. So that's why people consider it to be a reality. They're mistaking it for a reality because of its qualities, and they consider it to be like a realistic entity when it isn't. Okay, so the reason why that's one thing that prevents man from being mishabeach is the illusion that he has of what happiness is, the illusion of happiness, which is success. So therefore, since success to him, he thinks, is that which is going to bring him happiness, so he can't be mishabeach, because he doesn't have what he wants. So he doesn't have what he wants. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, what's important is, Yetzias Mitzrayim is a limud, the night of the Seder is a limud, and an attachment of the emotions to what is truly the good. And what is truly the good is being able to live with the true ideas. Doesn't matter whether a person is rich, whether he's poor. I mean, the difference, Chazal recognized the idea of wealth. That wealth is a benefit, but it was a minimal, very minimal difference in a person's life. Perhaps some more conveniences. A good thing, if a person can have more conveniences, why not? But in terms of the essence of a person's life, the perspective that Chazal had was totally different. A person loses a perspective. In our society, perspective is lost. So the Rambam says that doesn't matter. I mean, the Chazal were Chazal, Emem, Aniyim, Shirim, didn't matter, because the essence they had, their mind was on the essence. So in order really to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the night of the Seder, night of Pesach, it demands a certain level of perfection and a realization of what the real good is. If you don't have that, simply no, it can't be sports and spontaneity. What's the spontaneity? There can't be any hodoya, certainly, and there can't be any shevach, because the imminence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be perceived. The imminence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's mechayev and shevach. If the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to man is a negative, he doesn't perceive it. There's no appreciation of the imminence. The imminence demands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to man in an essential way that's essential to his existence, and he has that appreciation, then he senses the imminence. And that's Mechayev and the Shevach. Okay, that's one thing. The second Ma'akev is, there's another Ma'akev. The other Ma'akev, I would say, is the immature level that a person has, the immature level that a person is on. And that is that a person demands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all the things that he wishes be granted to him. He has that. He has an infantile demand. As long as everything's not granted, he feels a distance. He feels a distance. He fails to realize that doesn't make any sense. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that's, the imminence is right there. It's Mechayev and Shevach Vaydah. Just because my makeup is such that it's of an infantile nature, that I demand this and that, that's a part of it, it's an infantile part of our makeup. But the appreciation, the objective HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to any approach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us to benefit us is immediately Mechayev and Shevach Vaydah. That really is the meaning of Dayan. That's really the pshat in Dayanu. Ilu hotzionu minitzrayim, ilu hotzionu hello. Yeah, all that. But yeah, loss of shvatim, etc. What is the meaning of that saying? What is the piyut saying? Ilu hotzionu minitzrayim. What it's saying is that a person should overcome the childish notion that he has that God has to supply all his demands, but he has to appreciate the kreivus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of one action. That alone, Yetzias Mitzrayim alone. Because they ask a question, they say, well, yeah, but a lot of those things, but one without the other wouldn't right. give us the ultimate. It doesn't matter. But every single event demonstrates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. If there's any kind of relation to man from on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then man has to sense God's imminence. And that sensing of God's imminence is mechayev in the automatic response. Okay? That is the true answer to the kasha. I say, yeah, of course, we would do this and we wouldn't do that. Yeah, but what would be the purpose? It has nothing to do with the purpose. That has to do with the fact that any activity on the part of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. That's Mechayev and Shevach Vedar. Okay. Those are the two things that are Ma'akev and Shevach Vedar. I think it's important for a person to think into and to overcome those the obstacles, so that he should be in the state of the of spontaneity. Okay. Yeah. There's it doesn't matter. Because what it means to say, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, let's say a Kadosh Baruch Hu made one step for us, but then we wanted to serve him to the rest. But that one step shows that that one step reveals a Kadosh Baruch Hu's imminence. That's Machayim and Shevach Vedar. Okay? Even if it was never completed. It's the quality of the imminence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that awesome idea that the Borei Olam relates to man and did something that he reaches out to man in some way. That's Mechayev and Shevach Vedar. Success is a certain group of images that come from the fantasy part of the human mind, which is rooted in the instinctual, that sets up an illusion and a fantasy of satisfaction. And that is success. The real good, the true good, is the world of Chachman, that which is good for the soul. That which is truly good for the soul. It's two different goods. Okay. What I want to say. Now, the thing that I would like to mention is like this: that on Shevach there are two levels of Shevach. Okay. Two types of Shevach, really. One type of Shevach is the one that I just discussed. That means that a person in his present state who realizes, has some realization of the Chochmas Hashem, some concept of Chochmas Hashem, and who understands the Ashgacha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's imminence, has to be Meshaveach. That's one kind of Shevach. But there's another kind of Shevach. But there's another kind of Shevach. The second kind of Shevach is really a different phenomena. It's a phenomena in which the Gavra really is completely changed. There's a complete change in the Gavra. A change in the Gavra means that there's a certain joy in the soul functioning on its highest level. In other words, when we say that if a person is always striving for perfection, but in the state of perfection is a different kind of a state than the state of imperfection. Of necessity, of course. But in the state of perfection, there's a different kind of a joy. There's a joy that stems from the soul functioning in its proper way, in totality. That's a different... And that state brings with it... That state brings with it a different quality of Shevach. It's a different kind of a Shevach. Where is that Shevach? That Shevach is the Shevach in the second part of the Haggadah. We one time spoke about the difference between the Shira Chadasha, it's a Gemara in Erechon, Shira Chadasha and Rashi in Erechon, that you give on base. Shira Chadasha and the Shira Chadash. The Shira Chadasha is from Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Lashon Nekeva, because it means, Rashi explains, that the Lashon Nekeva indicates that there's Tzoros, that there's still a Tzoros, which means to say that the person is not at a perfected state, not at a perfected state. The Shir Chodesh is Lashon Zohar. It's singular. Shir Chodesh means, reflects the idea that the individual is totally in a perfected state. That perfected state brings a different kind of a Shir. That Shir, see, it's called Shevach and Shira are synonymous. Shira is song, it means the person flows. There's a certain joy that causes the person to express himself. That joy is only possible in the truly perfected state, which is the perfected state of loss of level. That's why in the first half of that Gada you say, the normal front of Shira Chadasha. Shira Chadasha means it's Shevach, but that it's still lacking in terms of the individual. The individual is not perfected. And the true joy of Shira, you can't experience the true joy of Shira. The true joy of Shira is the normal form of Shir Chodesh. That's Lasid Lavo. That's the Gula Hasida. That's the last part of the Seder. That's the Kos Revi. That's the Nishmas Kol Chai, Tavarech Hashem Chor Hashem Lakenu Ruach Kobasa Tefora Saromim Zichrom Lakenu Min Olam Vat Olam. The whole Nishmas, if you just have an appreciation for the literary, the style of the Nishmas expresses that concept. The joy of Nishmas Kol Chai Tavar Hashem Kol, and the spontaneity and the joy of the soul functioning on its highest level, in its most perfect state. There is there's a different dimension to the joy that the person experiences in the Shevach. It's a different kind of a Shevach, a different level of Shevach. That's the Shir Chodesh. That the Shir Chodesh is the ultimate goal. So the Haggadah really takes a person from the imperfected state to through the idea of Shira, which causes a person to reflect upon the true values and to appreciate and to arrive at the state of the spontaneity of the Shira Chadasha, but then it takes him even to the Gula Hasida, which is the Shir Chodesh, the highest state of man. That's like when man reaches a state of Atchaseu Ma'at Me'elohim, where it means he's like Damal Amal Hashem Tzvakos. That's the Shir Chodesh. That's the Shir Chodesh. Okay. As I said in the beginning, that really the night of the Seder is Kolaterakula. It's Kolaterakula. Because the Seder is based upon the Yesodei Ados. Which Yesodei Ados? Many, many Yesodei Ados. It's based upon Kadmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what is a net? See, again, there's another reason why we praise, why praise is tied into Nisan. Because Nisan demonstrate the Yesod of Kadmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And denies Kadmas HaOlam. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create a change in the Bria, or since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the moment, by Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, he created, everything was calculated into the Bria, that certain events necessary to perfect man were built into the system that would occur at certain times. So it reflects the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Borei Olam. So the Nes, again, it's not Shevach for the Nes, but the Nes is a reflection upon the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Borei Olam, which is the first most basic yesod in the dust. Okay? That's another reason why Nes evokes Shevach. Nes evokes Shevach because it reflects the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. Okay. It shows you also the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Borei Olam. It means that he is far removed from the Bria. He doesn't have any of the characteristics of the Bria, because he is the creator of the Bria, but he is removed. And that's why, that's a denial of Akshomas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any kind of physical properties, denial of physical properties. It also, another Yesod, of course, Yesodas, many Yesodas, you go through Yesodas, see, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yesod of Ashgochas Hashem, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishalem Scharv Onesh, Yesod of Scharv Onesh. Many of the Yesodi Adas, are included. The Seder is based on the fundamental principles of the Yesod Hadas, those most basic principles of the Yesod Hadas. So that's what. That the Seder is based on Yesod Hadas. It also has the whole direction to the ultimate perfection. And there's one more thing. There's one more thing in the Seder, which is a big Yesod in Torah. That is that we mentioned already, of course, Tarshu Bal Peh. You said another Yesod Hadas, Tarshu Bal Peh. And the next thing is that really the celebration of the night of the Seder is two, on the most basic level, it's two components. It's Sipur Nisim and Aflos, and one more thing. There's one more thing. We mentioned it once before. What is it? It is really a celebration. The night of Pesach is really a celebration of an institution, a unique institution that we received in the Mitzrayim. What is the unique institution? The Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. The Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. It's really a celebration for the fact that we received a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, what is a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah? A Chefetz Shel Mitzvah is an activity designed by God to raise a person to perfection. That's what a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah is. It's a vehicle. A vehicle designed by God that through this activity you can be raised, you can reach perfection. Enables man to reach perfection through a certain specific formula, a certain specific activity. The character, how do I know that this is the Yesod of the Night of Pesach? Like really, the Night of Pesach is a celebration of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. There are several places in that gutter where it's mentioned. The most open place in that gutter is in the Bracha, which really capitulates the whole Seder. Asher Golanu, a Golan. How do I know that this is the Yesod of the Night of Pesach? Like really, the Night of Pesach is a celebration of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. There are several places in that gutter where it's mentioned. The most open place in that gutter is in the Bracha, which really capitulates the whole Seder. Asher Golanu, Agolas Hosei Mitzrayim, Vigyonu Lalaila Hazer, Lechol Bo Matzah Mara. What does it mean, Lechol Bo? What does it mean, Lechol Bo Matzah Mara? That's all nice to eat Matzah Mara. I mean, in terms of physical thing, it's certainly not such a great thing. In terms of mitzvah, so what? Matzah Mara is called Tarakula. But it's based upon the Pasuk, Bavur Zeh, Asar Hashem Li, B'tzeisim Yisrael, Bavur Zeh, what does Rashi say? Bavur Zeh means, Bazeh always means something in front of you. Bavur Sheshish Matzah Mara, Menachem Hanera. What does Bavur Zeh mean? Bavur Shekayim Mitzvosa. Bavur Shekayim Mitzvosa. So really, the night of Pesach is a celebration of the whole idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the greatest matana, which is the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. The Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. The Chefetz Shel Mitzvah is something which only we have. There's no nation in the world that even has an idea of a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. The most distinguishing feature of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, and this I think is an important thing, I mentioned it on Shabbos, but I think it's an important thing to reiterate and to mention on the tape. And that is the uniqueness of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, as opposed to how it's differentiated from other religious activities of the Umos HaOlam, is that the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah is not symbolic, has no symbolism. Symbolism is Avodah Zarah. The idea of the symbolism, what is symbolism? A symbol means something in the external world which evokes a feeling in the internal mind of man, internal world of man. That's a symbol. A symbol is a primitive kind of experience. There's symbolic language that's a primitive mode of communication. If a person knows psychology, he knows the unconscious, he knows that the unconscious is very symbolic, very symbolic. In Yadis, we have nothing that's symbolic. It's anti-symbolic. You'll tell me about the matzah zushanoch on Hashemosh. It's not symbolic. I'll prove it to you. A person doesn't have to know a thing about Yetzias Mitzrayim because Yetzias Matzah. Doesn't even know there was Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's Yetzias Mitzvah because Yetzias Matzah. It's simply a maisach chila. If it conforms to the proper halachic requirements, it's yotzei achilas matzah. So you'll ask me, yeah, but he has to know why? That's a separate halacha. That's a separate institution of sipur. Sipur. That's a separate mitzvah. Of course, you can't be kind of sipur. You don't have any mitzvah in language. That's the very nature of the mitzvah. But that's because of the halachic structure. But there is nothing in Yadis that's symbolic as Avodah Zarah, and you'll see that all the people that veer away from Torah, they immediately attract it to symbolism. That's proof right away. You see, it's the opposite of Derech HaTorah. Like people say, the egg is symbolic of the springtime and life. All that is ideas from the Geish ideas. Not doing halacha. Halacha is anti-symbolic. As a matter of fact, what is the, you say, more edus? That's why that pasuk, more edus v'achukim v'mishpatim, is a yesod in the dust. What is the pasuk? More edus v'achukim v'mishpatim asher tzivah Hashem Elokeinu eschem. It means a person, in order to understand, he said, has to understand these three terms. What are the three terms? The three terms describe, if you understand them, they explain precisely what a chetz shel mitzvah is. But it's never symbolic, never a symbol. A symbol is an emotional experience. A chetz shel mitzvah is an intellectual experience. The chukim, for instance, this is something I said once before, that what... How do we relate to a chok? The problem is, how do we relate to a chok? We don't know the reason. But on the contrary, a chok is the most important mitzvah, the most important type of mitzvah in the Torah. Chazal say that really shows, that demonstrates the highest level of Avodas Hashem is demonstrated through chukim. Why? Because how do we relate to a chok? We relate to a chok in one way. Through the beauty of the structure, the halachic structure involved in the chok. How do we relate to Paraduma? How does the Kohen relate to Paraduma? The Paraduma, he relates to it only through one manner, through the beauty of the structure of the mitzvah, of Paraduma. The details, the ideas, the concepts, same way as he relates to Kabbonis, all Kabbonis, same thing. There is such a thing as Tamei HaMitzvah. Tamei HaMitzvah and symbolic is two different things. Tamei HaMitzvah means ideas concerning the mitzvah. That we have. But the reason, in my opinion, the reason why the Torah did not put any tamim by the chukim is for very simple. Because if the Torah would have put time in for Paraduma, it would have become a symbolic performance. And symbolic is Avodah Zarah. The symbolic is something which engages the emotions and the fantasies of man. And the Torah, halacha, the entity of halacha and mitzvah, only engages the mind. Of course, once it engages the mind, I don't mean to say that the halacha is halacha v'samachta b'hagecha, means halacha is regard to the emotion. But it's via the mind. It's the mind. It doesn't have an intrinsic emotional appeal. That's symbolic. That's why in the Torah, chukim really teach us the whole method of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what a Maisa HaMitzvah is. Then you have Mishpatim. Mishpatim is based upon, as I mentioned yesterday, the idea of justice. The idea of justice, but the details are chok also. The details are halachic phenomena. The details are... Eidus means that there are certain mitzvahs which the reason and the intent and the purpose are obvious. That's an eidus, like tefillin and matzah. But still, they don't deviate in terms of their structure from chukim. They don't deviate in their structure. In the structure, they still are expressed in terms of the details and the specifics and the formula for a maisa mitzvah, just like a chok. But the only thing is that the cheftza shel mitzvah, the purpose, and the purpose behind the cheftza shel mitzvah, the tam ha-mitzvah, is manifest. But if you didn't understand chok, edus, you would never understand edus. And you'd confuse edus with symbolism. There's a difference between ideational content and symbolism. There's a difference. Eidus has ideational content, but it's not symbolic. It's not symbolic. And that's why the Yesod of Dus is to understand and to appreciate That's one of the things in the Lilac. One of the two. Sipur Nisman flows, but Sipur Nisman flows for what purpose? Not enough. It's not enough for Meshabech Kadosh Baruch Hu because of Bias Olam. That's fine. But also has to be related to the objective of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is mitzvos. So really, the night of Pesach is a night in which we celebrate the Chefta Shel Mitzvah, the idea of a Chefta Shel Mitzvah. That's a part of the Kedushas Halayla. That's a part of the Kedushas Halayla. That's what we said last year, I believe we said. That the Laila, that's why you say Halal Balayla. Because this Laila, the Shir Yelchim Kalelis Kadashchag, means this Lail Pesach has a separate Kedusha. That's what Chaim held. You must say Halal on the night of Pesach. It's a Pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah. Halal Yelchim Kalelis Kadashchag. What's the Kedusha of the night of Pesach? The Kedusha night of Pesach is the celebration of the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. That's the Kedusha. And where do you see it openly? Manishtano Halayla Zemikol Alayros. That's the Kedusha of Laila. What does it say? Shebechol Alayla Zemikol Chametz HaMatzah. Halayla Zemikol HaMatzah. The whole Manishtano is what? It's the Chefta Shel Mitzvah, the halachic aspect. That's the Kedusha, that's the Shinui Halayla. That's really the unique Kedusha Halayla. The Kedusha Halayla is a Kedusha of Mitzvah. Bafur is there, what do you say? Yochum Rosh Chodesh. Right? Tamar Mirza. No. It's Dafka when? It doesn't say Balaila. It says, Bishor Shiesh Matzah Amorah Munacham Lufanacha. What does it mean? Why does it say Bishor Shiesh Matzah Amorah Munacham Lufanacha? It means when the Kedusha Salaila of the Chefta Shel Mitzvah takes place, that's when Sipur takes place. Sipur is intrinsically related to the concept of the Kedusha of the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. I want you to know, every man-made religion, I don't say other even, because other means every man-made religion is based on symbolic. There's no such thing as a man-made religion without symbolic. Why? Because symbolic is the language of the primitive. And that's what it means. Mishchu kulachem tzon, mishchu yedechem mi seh shel avodah zarah, v'kach lachem seh shel mitzvah. It was the night of Pesach. That first night, the Pesach Mitzrayim, was when Klal Yisrael received a unique symbolic on the Seder plate. For instance, if you take a look at the Zohar, if you learn the Sugyim Sochem, you'll find out that Amorayim say you can use vegetables. Vegetables can be symbolic of carbon Pesach. Take a look at the Sugyim Sochem. As a matter of fact, one Amorayim said that Abedachki uses vegetables, because Rava said that's the one to use it. We heard the Rava said he used it. So how could vegetables be symbolic of Pesach and Chagigah? That's what he says. Vegetables are good enough. Yes, with vegetables. It has nothing to do with symbolic. On the contrary, it has to do with the halachic entity. Why? Because it's mefushal. The halachic properties. There's nothing symbolic on the Seder plate. I think that is probably the biggest distortion with regard to the Yom Tov of Pesach. With regard to Leil Pesach, the biggest distortion that exists in the world in terms of what they consider our night of Pesach is the fact that they consider it a night of symbolism. And why do they consider it a night of symbolism? Because they're projecting their own base, primitive, religious notions onto Torah. That's why. That's the reason. That's the reason. There's nothing symbolic on this side of it. There is a halacha of zecher. Zecher is ideational content. That's a different concept. There's zecher lachorban. That is not symbolic. That's not symbolic. It's a different idea. It's a totally different concept. As a matter of fact, in the mitzvah of Torah itself, there is the mitzvah and there's the tama mitzvah. But it's not. That's the point. There's nothing symbolic. It's not symbolic. If a person, for instance, I can tell you straight. If a person in the Mikdash, for instance, did shchitas a carbon, and he went through in his mind symbolic kind of symbolic experiences, this is avodah zarah. No question about it. Avodah zarah. Zecher the halacha of zecher letit of the charoses. Is framed in a very specific way. It's a mitzvah of Vual al Shulchan. It's a question of Tibu. It's structured. That's the Rabbanan. It's not the Reis, it's the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan has a specific structure, halachic structure. Without halachic structure, nothing goes. Nothing goes. How it's supposed to be made, what it's supposed to be made out of, symbolic doesn't need that. Symbolic is just, it looks like this, it gives you the experience, that's symbolic. That's symbolic. Symbolic is the intrinsic effect that the object has on the person. That's what's symbolic. We don't have anything symbolic. Everything's halachic. Zecher, yes, zecher we have. Zecher means to bring to mind the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to make a person realize it. Yeah, that we have. That's ideational content. That's not symbolic. It's a different idea, a different concept.
Yeah.
The difference is, one triggers the emotions, and one is the intellect. One is
so instead of using the word...
Yeah, that's correct. The Umos Olam, it's all symbolic. That's why they're supposed to use a certain... They have a palm, not this one, they take another one. It's symbolic, symbolic. Symbolic means it's an emotional... It awakens... In the symbolic religion, the purpose is to awaken a certain emotional part, a certain emotional mechanism within the individual, a certain emotional element, a certain emotional element in man is he wants to awaken and he wants to experience. That is anti-Torah. Yes. Reformed Jews, conservative Jews, symbolism. The moment a person goes away from the system of halacha, he falls prey to symbolism, because symbolism is a primitive expression of a primitive religious expression. The Gemara is in Daf Kuf Yudal on days. Mai shnei tafshilin amar Rav Huna silko v'arosa. Okay, beets and rice. Okay, Rava v'hava mahader a silko v'arosa. Hove and Norfolk me pumi de Ravuna. Okay. What kind of symbol is that? It's halacha, it's not symbol. Person cannot look at a ball of rice and have a symbolic experience of a Haseva is halacha, really, is halacha of Sipri, Tzis Mitzrayim. I'll tell you what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is referring to what halacha said. Question is, the Ramah says that really Nashim when we got to Haseva, Nashma Paturas Haseva, right? But we say Bizman Hazeh Nashma Chayavos. So why are they Chayavos? Because we say that our Nashim are Nashim Chashuvos. Okay. But what happens if Phoenicia is not Masev? So what do you say? Phoenicia is not Masev. So the Halacha is that we say B'diyeved, it's okay. Why? Because we rely on the Rav. The Rafia said that you don't really need to save altogether with Manasseh. Okay? There you see, there's nothing more symbolic. You see, the Rafia says you don't even need it altogether. It's a question of halacha. It's a question of halacha. So, if it was symbolic, I'd have to agree. It's a question of halacha. But, okay. So the question Rav Moshe Soloveitchik asked was, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that B'dyevet can rely on the Rafia, so why can't a man rely on the Rafia also? You say no, because Nashim are Chayavos? No, Nashim Chayavos are Chayavos. So once you say they're all Nashim Chayavos, so how can you rely on the Ravya? Elamai Ravya is good, so that'd be good for the man also. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik answered very beautifully. He said there's two halachas in Haseva. One halacha in Haseva is halacha insofar as the kiyum on mitzvah and the maisa on mitzvah is concerned. In other words, that the kiyum of the kizayis matzah and the kiyum of the kosher yayin, they should be done through Haseva. So he says, that we say you can rely on the Ravya. But there's another halacha naseva. Halacha naseva is vigadat alavincha. It's a form of agada, a form of sipul. That a woman is pata and a man is chayev. And so far as that's concerned, that's a derisa. So far as that's concerned, you don't rely on the Ravya. Okay. A seva is not symbolic. A seva has to do with what? With halachic demonstration. It means it's halacha of sipur. Because the night is really geared towards not just towards the gedolim, it's geared towards the gadol levincha. The gadol levincha means you have to, like Rashi says, you have to demonstrate them in a separate form of agada. That's a kiyum deraisa of sipur. So that we can't forfeit. We can't rely on the rabbi for that. But when it comes to the question of whether you yotze the kizayis matzah through a seva, not through a seva, that's a drabon. Yotze anyways. That's a part of agada. It's a part of agada. It's a lachamon. Oh, machlekes. When you break it, you break before this. Before the agada, the yachatz is there. No yachatz. It's all halacha questions. It's nothing to do with symbolic.
That's right.
You mentioned before with regard to the Shevach being spontaneous. The Shevach being spontaneous. Well, I want to say yes, with regard to, it's not just really that the Shevach is spontaneous. Shevach is spontaneous, that's for sure. But the halacha really is that even the Sipur in the night of Pesach should be spontaneous. It's even the Sipur supposed to be spontaneous. That's what it means. Like the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvos, he says that Avas Hashem demands that a person is always HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he, by nature, tells other people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like Avraham Avinu. The night of Pesach is not just spontaneous with regard to Sipur, but it's supposed to be spontaneous with regard to Agada as well. It's supposed to be, what is it, the Rav said, that the Haggadah is the Higadati Ayom Rashem Lakecho Kibasi El Oretz. Higadati Ayom is Mishibachti Ayom. Higadati Haggadah, the word Haggadah is spontaneous. It means not only the Shevach, but the Sipur itself. The Sipur itself is supposed to be a spontaneous activity. That's why it says Kolamar Bela Saper Bitzis Mitzrayim Reza Meshubach. And that's why Maisa Berlo Shem Subim Nei Barak. That it means a lot. It means when we stop and say, "Kolos Olaylot Shabbat Rabbasini Gizman Krishma Shashachris." What does it mean? What are we trying to show there? We're trying to show is a spontaneous activity. We didn't realize spontaneous activity, because the Rav mentioned. He said that there's two forms of shevach. One is the explicit shevach, and one is in the sipur itself is shevach. Really, in the story itself is an implicit shevach. And he brought a raya from Megillah, because it says Megillah is Kriyasa Zui Hilua. So you see that, where's the Hallel? The answer is that sometimes in the Sipur HaMaisa itself, there's an implicit Hallel. So in the Sipur is an implicit Shevach. And that's why the Sipur itself, Higadati Ayom L'Hashem L'Kecho, is a spontaneous response. It means to say that the Sipur itself is really supposed to be spontaneous. That's why the Agoda is supposed to be fulfilled not just individually. You can't really fulfill the Agoda properly individually. What do you require? You require another person. The Agoda requires somebody else, because you want to tell somebody else. That's Igadati Hayom. It means you want Agoda means to tell somebody. Of course, if he's all alone, we don't say Kim Mekan Mitzvah. So then it's Shaul Asatzmo. So Shaul has no choice but to have a dialogue with himself. But there must be two parties, really. It must be Haggadah. It must be telling somebody else. Just like the Rambam says that a person that has Avos Hashem wants to tell somebody about a Kadosh Baruch. So over here too, it's something he has to. He has to be with another party, with another individual. That's the real canonist. I think basically, just to summarize, basically we covered the concept of the Agada. The Leil Shel Pesach is really a miniature of Kol HaTorah Kula. It has the Yesod Hados, and it has a true concept of Nisim and where they stand insofar as Shvach HaShem Makom is concerned, and the fact that really Yadus is really a religion that goes from Nisim to no Nisim, because the purpose of the Nes is really to teach man to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Chochmas Hashem, not from Nisim. That's why it says, the Pasuk says by Matan Torah, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef in Vos Chana. Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef means that it's a Kol Gadol that happened once V'lo Yosef, it'll never happen again. No more Nes of Sinai, of Torah giving you the Maimonides. No more Nes of Maimonides Sinai. It's Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef. Yeah, this goes from the miraculous to the absence of miracles, because the true appreciation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be ultimately through the Nishmas Kol Chai. That's the end of the Seder. So the Agada teaches man the Yesod Hados. It's an unbelievable thing. The Yesod Hados, it teaches him the whole purpose of perfection and how to perfect himself. The appreciation of the true elements of the good, the appreciation of the imminence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the true idea of Shevach Vodah, the ultimate state of the Shir Chodosh, and also the political idea of Klal Yisrael, the Mamlechas Kohen and the Gai Kadosh, the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, the idea of a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, and of course, included in that also in the Seder is the Yesod HaAmunah, of the fact that our whole Amunah is tied and based upon the Torah Shabbal Peh. Al Pi Advarim Ha'ila. So it was learned, Al Pi Advarim Ha'ila Karati Yitcha Bris Ves Yisrael. Okay. I want to mention my appreciation to Judd Feinerman for that word from Moshe Soloveitchik. He was the one that mentioned it. I want to make this clear that the halacha of Aseva is halacha in Vigata Levincha, not in Sipur. Nashim Achayavas in Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's in Sipur Nishim Achlas, but there's no Vigata Levincha. There's no demonstration to the, you don't have to demonstrate to the child. That's purely the father.